Never thought I'd raise such a superficial clod.
Nice of you to make dinner for us, Tatoru. I don't cook anymore. The cleaning woman makes me a big lunch on Wednesdays. Bless her. But most of the time, I just microwave my dinner. Well, last week, I ordered a pizza, and I watched Bringing Up Baby. Oh, I love Cary Grant. I would have ditched your father in a second if I could have had Cary Grant.
Mom, what's Tatoru going to think?
I'll think your mom knows a hunk when she sees one.
She's lovely. She's a dear girl. And I know I can make the frog move. I still have some good storm in my veins yet. My strength is in my thought. Lodged it there all these years. Nothing else is left. I know I can do this. Oh, I hate to put her in this old shell. I wish she was more like him. A dunderhead. The task wouldn't be so hard, but... Well, how else am I going to make out? I can't let this old thing wither away. Shrivel and crumple like a cinder while I sit here living inside my agile head, watching myself waste away. Ben would hate me for it. Jimmy's going to do that. Going to sit around the rest of his life and watch himself fade like the wallpaper that becomes yellowed after time. Pity. She'll break up with him tomorrow morning. Will come as a bit of a shock, I expect. But I'm sure he cares more about himself than he does for her.
I bought an apple pie for dessert, with ice cream.
Vanilla.
I've got some rum raisin in the freezer.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll have that.
I'm going to do it. There's only the one night. They'll be leaving this house before sunup to catch the train. I've lived in this house for 37 years. I should be able to move through it like a bat. If only the bedroom door doesn't creak and wake them up. But first, concentration. I'm going to make this work. Inside, I feel like the same child that moved that frog backwards 71 years ago. I can do it. If I put my mind to it. I've got so much more living to do. Trapped inside this old body, it's just not fair. Not fair.
Don't you have hypertension?
Old age. I'm simply not ready. Of course, I feel guilty. She's awfully sweet. Seems a pity to waste such a soul. But it's a young soul. It will find another body and grow. And I have so much to give from my accumulated... Oh, who am I kidding? I can't find any justification. I'm selfish. Well, I've never been selfish. But I have to be now, or I will suffer the fate of... No. No, I have to do it. Deep breath. All concentration now. Just like before. And that time with the plate. I'd forgotten about that dreadful plate. Focus. Think. Feel the quiet. Look at them. All snuggled together. So dark in here, I can't really see them at all. But the shapes. Shacking up in my house. Well, got to move with the times, Anna, Ben would say. Got to move with the times. Especially since I'm going to become a young woman. Which one is she? Must be on the right. Looks like a soft white foot hanging out of the covers. I should have left the curtain open a little. Damn it, to bring in the street light. He's always snored. Why isn't he snoring now, damn it? To give me a hint. Oh, damn it. Tatoru. Which one? I'll focus. Think. Like moving a frog backwards. Myself to move. My soul to move.
my will.
No!
No!
No! No!
I've got the tickets. They'll be boarding in about 10 minutes. I'm going to get a latte. Do you want anything? I'm sure you want to guzzle a beer, but I don't think we have the time. You'll have to wait until we get on the train and then pay through the nose. Or do you want coffee?
What should I say? Do I have to follow his personality for a time, or should I just be myself? A latte. I've never had one of those.
I'll try a latte.
What size?
The usual, I guess.
You mean a 12 ounce?
Yes. A 12 ounce. That would be nice.
Thank you, Totoro.
That would be nice. I don't know what's gotten into you since we left your mother's house.
Good choice of words. It was an accident. I meant to get into you, my dear. The room was so dark, I couldn't see well, and I put all my energy into the wrong place.
But I like it. You're nicer to me. Maybe that old woman has more influence on you than you imagine.
I'm beginning to become fond of her. She's got such a good heart. We might be a couple after all. Oh, I'll have a lot to learn. Girls and all. Oh, I'm such an old devil.
No! No!
Well, all righty then.
This may have been the Sudden Radio Project for July 25th, 2005. But if not, does it really matter? I'm sure he's enjoying whatever he's experiencing. The corporeal beings who helped this ethereal melange materialize were Daniel Flessis, Marguerite Scott, Connor Kearns, Orion Gray, John Severn, Eduardo Dienderos Tierre, Cherie Blackfeather, James Lawrence, Maya Flessis, Sharon Mann, Sharon Metz, Todd Greblow, and Brooke Kavanaugh. The Sudden Radio Project will return on August 29th. In the meantime, you can enjoy great radio theater every Monday from 11 p.m. to midnight here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Keep listening and keep dreaming.